right, welcome back to another episode of Double or Nothing Podcast. Week 18, final week of the season, finally here. We'll go over a little bit of a recap. Last week, I went 11-5 against the spread, which is another great week. I'm not 100% sure what Johnny did, but he's not here. He's in Boston. I think he had a pretty good week as well. We were pretty aligned on a lot of the picks, but we'll see him next week for those picks. But we got String Bean here, Langbein filling in for Johnny B. So we'll get right into it this week, man. We'll get right into it. He's a big Ohio State fan, as you can see. So, all right, let's get it. First game is we have two Saturday games. First Saturday game we have is the Baltimore Ravens are at home laying 19.5 to the Cleveland Browns. The over-under is 41.5. Jordan, what are you thinking?
I'm going to have to say over 41.5. I think the Browns have nothing to lose.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Browns got nothing to lose. DTR is still starting, I think, right?
And Jerome Ford's dead. But
yeah, and Jerome Ford's dead. So there's that. Is it crazy? I guess what are the Ravens really playing for in this point? I mean, I know the Ravens did lose to them early on this year, which is shocking because the Browns only have three wins and one of them was against the Ravens. So I feel like that shit kind of comes back. Like, you know, these players remember that. Like, NFL, dude, they don't want to lose to the Browns twice. Not that it's going to happen, but I could see them also having a little bit of motivation. I know they're not really playing for much of seeding, but listen, I think the Ravens are going to cover this spread. I'm going to weigh the 19.5. I know it's a gigantic number for the NFL, but the Browns have just shown nothing. DTR looks like he's half, you know, half brain dead. And Jerry Jeudy dropped a bunch of balls. He's like their only highlight of the whole season. Myles Garrett, I know, is great on defense, but their whole defense as a whole gives up tons of points. So give me the Baltimore Ravens minus the 19.5. What are you taking, Jordan?
I feel like 19.5 is a tough spot because they go up two scores. They could take everybody out.
It's true.
You never know what could happen.
It's very, very, very true. Very true. So you're going to roll with the over 41.5? I don't hate it because I think the Ravens could get there on their own.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Browns score twice, that number's hitting.
Yeah.
Twice is a stretch, though.
Yeah. I mean, the Browns score 14 points over hits.
Yes.
Yep. So, all right. Jordan's going to roll with the over 41.5. I'm going to take the Ravens minus the 19.5. And on to the next game. We have the one of the biggest games of the week here. We got the Steelers at home plus 1.5 against the Bengals. And the over-under is 48.5. This is one of those games where I know a lot of other things need to happen, but you know, if the Bengals win, they have an okay chance at getting in. Like, it's not a great chance. It's not a terrible chance. It's just somewhere in the middle. I've been saying the Bengals are going to get in for weeks now. Like, weeks. So, obviously, my pick, I'm all in on the Bengals here. I think the Bengals fucking swamp them. I think the Bengals swamp the Steelers here. I think Joey B is going to put on a performance for the ages. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to eat up Joey Porter Jr., and I think that this game's going to be a fucking blowout. But what's your take?
I would love to see the Bengals win. Chase Brown got hurt last week.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is questionable.
Make sure this is close.
T. Higgins, questionable.
Okay.
And Steelers defense is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the wave that the Steelers defense is the real deal for a long time. But the Steelers defense, as of recent, really hasn't looked wonderful. Like, you know, I mean, the Steelers defense has been giving up a lot of points. They've dropped a few games in a row now. They went from like kind of this high horse, like shock the world team. Like, everyone shit on Mike Tomlin for switching to Russell Wilson. He came onto the scene. They played great. But the last few weeks, they just really haven't looked that wonderful. So
I just feel like the Steelers and every other team in the AFC don't want to see the Bengals in the playoffs. So
yeah,
if they can knock them out, they're going
to. 100%. I agree. I mean, it's going to be a hard-fought game on both sides. I mean, all players are going to play their hearts out in this game for sure, but I just think the Bengals have this much more going for them. So I'm going to roll with the fact that the Bengals are just destined to make the playoffs and that this team If this team doesn't make the playoffs, it's the greatest offense. It's the greatest offense of all time that won't make the playoffs. I mean, maybe that Chargers team that was first in both offense and defense that didn't make the playoffs in like 04 or whatever. But that I've watched all year long, like I can't even understand how the Bengals lost some of these football games. Missed on 30-yard field goals, losing games against great teams. Like, you know,
Joey B's just that guy.
And unfortunately, I know it's looking back way too far, but how crazy are we're going to look back in time, and that's going to be the most disappointing loss of all time, the Bengals losing to the Patriots in week one.
Yes.
At home.
They needed one game to go their way. And it'd be a
they lost to the New England Patriots and Jacoby Brissett in week one at home. And it might be the reason they don't make the playoffs. Yeah. But, all right, on to the next game. We're getting into the Sunday slate now. We have a 1 o'clock game for another big game. Atlanta Falcons at home, laying 7.5 against the Carolina Panthers. Over-under is, again, 48.5. Atlanta needs the game. So, who are you rolling with?
You got to go Atlanta.
You're taking Atlanta minus the 7.5?
Yes.
I'm going to go the opposite way here. I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to take the Panthers plus the 7.5. I went against them last week, and it was a blowout, so that was perfect for me. But I think Carolina strung together a lot of really good games and then kind of now has taken a dip back down to reality. But with that being said, I think Bryce Young's going to want to finish the season strong. I think Tampa is basically a better football team at this point than Atlanta, so I think they deserve to be in the playoffs. I know Atlanta's going to come guns blazing, but and they might even win the game, but that half a point just hooks me. I could see Atlanta winning this game by a field goal or a touchdown and Carolina still covering. So, and I could also see a world where Carolina wins this game outright. So I'm going to roll with Carolina plus the 7.5. Jordan's going to roll with Atlanta minus the 7.5, right? All right. On to the next game. We have the Cowboys at home plus 6.5 against the Washington Commanders. Over under is 44.5.
Redskins all day.
Redskins. Let's go. Jordan's rolling with the Commanders minus 6.5. Cowboys stink in his book. Cowboys have been a weird team. They kind of like got me back on their train after like falling under the radar. And then they kind of played really good in prime time against the Bucs and beat them in a game that the Bucs needed to win. So that kind of like took me back. So it kind of got me on their side against the Eagles. And then they just got thrashed by the Eagles, like thrashed. So, and then Michael Parsons getting on a press conference and saying, outside of the touchdowns Philly had, they didn't play that good. It's like, well, you lost by 40. So yeah, I mean, besides all the touchdowns a team scores, they didn't play that good. That's the dumbest statement I've ever heard.
I just feel like you never know what version of Cooper Rush you're going to get.
That's true. That is very, very true. Cooper Rush is the definition of a good backup quarterback, you know, a guy who at times can play really well, but the reason he's not a starter is because all the times he plays like shit. Yep. So in this case, I'm going to stick with my guy here. I think he's going to finish the season strong. They want to go into the playoffs on a good note. I think Jaden Daniels is going to play really well. I think they're all playing right. I mean, I don't really know if they can do much better or worse than they're at, but I do think that they're all going to play. This line states that they're going to play. So I think that, you know, sometimes sitting your starters, being in this spot where you can rest guys up, I think sometimes it's a disadvantage going into the playoffs. I think teams want to go into the playoffs on a heater. Mm-hmm. They want to go in hot. Washington doesn't want to play the Eagles in round one. So if they wind up dropping a seed, I think that they can wind up playing the Eagles. And if they stay where they're at, they're going to play the Rams, I think. So in this case, I think Jaden Daniels goes into the playoffs red hot, and they're a scary team to play against. So give me the Washington Commanders minus the 6.5. Next game on the slate is another 1 o'clock game. We have Green Bay Packers at home laying 10.5 to Chicago, to the Bears, and the over-under is 41.5. Poof, this is a weird one. What are you thinking, Jordan? Green Bay minus 10.5 at home versus the Bears.
The Bears stink.
Terrible.
Caleb Williams stinks.
I'm right there with you.
I gotta go Packers
here. Yeah, I'm right there with you. The half a point just drives me up a wall because 10.5 is just so annoying. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, all these guys trying to make this case for Caleb Williams now out of left field. That, well, his offensive line is Joe Burrow's offensive line is worse, and he's the best quarterback in the NFL. So, and there's not been a player drafted one overall who's entered a better situation than Caleb Williams with weapons, weapon wise. There's not a single number one draft pick that can come in and get DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romeo Odunze, DeAndre Swift, a defense that was coming into the year ranked a top 10 defense. Like, he went into an incredible situation. So,
and they can't win.
Yeah, all these guys making a million excuses and hopping on the excuse train for Caleb. He's just not playing good. No. That's the end of the story. All his stats come in garbage time. So enough screenshotting me the stats. Like, if you look at his first three quarter stats, they're horrible. It's the fourth quarter when the game's out of reach. He comes downfield. He puts together a couple drives against prevent defenses, and then everyone claims that his stats are similar to Jaden Daniels. They're totally different players. Jaden Daniels is head over heels better than Caleb Williams. So I'm just going to roll with the Packers here. And as much hate as I've given Jordan Love and the Packers, and not the Packers, just Jordan Love, but I know a lot of people might think I'm a big Packers hater. That is a – because they're the team below the Commanders. Right. So if the Commanders drop this, I think it could flip flop if the Commanders drop and Packers win. So it's a big game for the Commanders in that sense. I'll tell you right now, Eagles don't want to play Eagles don't want to play the Packers in week one. Nobody wants to play the Packers in week one as the 7 seed, you know?
I mean, they have potential to be explosive. I mean, Josh Jacobs is a dog.
Yeah. The whole team is good. The head from the coaching staff all the way down through the offensive line, everything on their team is good. I'm not saying anybody is great, but they are good at everything. I think Jordan Love is the same thing as Jalen Hurts. Really good team. Quarterback kind of holds them back, but I think that they absolutely beat up on the Chicago Bears. So give me the Green Bay Packers minus the 10.5. I think they should have no problems running through Chicago. I don't know if Chicago's beaten them in 6 years. So that's on to that game. 1 o'clock, another game that is a little bit of a weird one. We have the Tennessee Titans at home minus 1.5 against the Houston Texans. The over-under is 36.5. The reason is because I think all the starters are out for Houston. Obviously, that's why Tennessee's favored at home. Just a game that nobody really gives a shit about. So what's your take?
Who's playing quarterback for the Texans? Davis Mills?
Good question. I would think Davis Mills kind of can ball out a little bit.
I'm gonna go over.
Over 36 and a half.
I love it.
Over 36.5. Yeah, it's low, man. It's real low. And if I do like the over.
The Titans are good for like a Hail Mary touchdown, guaranteed. Tony Pollard's back.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna punch one in. There's 14 points right there.
Yeah, you're not far off. I kind of want to roll over with you here, but I don't know. I just feel like these backup players, a lot of times people look at the backups as like, oh, like the other team's just going to win because the backups are in. Well, like, listen, these backups are going to play their absolute hearts out. 100%. People think like the backups come in and teams are giving up. Like, no, these guys are fighting for a spot on the roster the following year. These guys are coming in playing this game like it's their Super Bowl, you know? Yeah. Make a big play. Show the coaches what they got. So I really want to lean Texans here, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because the Titans just haven't shown me anything. So I like your over pick at 36.5, but give me the Texans plus the 1.5 here just because I think that the backups will do enough. I think the backups will do enough here to carry out a W, get the Texans to 10 wins. Next game we got is the Indianapolis Colts at home at 1 o'clock at home minus 4.5 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Over under is 43.5. Another game has real no meaning to it.
I mean, the Colts just blew it last week.
Yeah.
You can't give up 45 points to the Giants.
Coming from a Giants fan over here as well.
Like, that's just dreadful. I mean, I got to go Jags here.
Yeah. Me too. You can't drop a game like that to the Giants. And I saw it coming. Now, last week I said it here on the pod. I could see this game being a game the Giants win outright. And I wanted it to happen because I wanted it gave the Bengals that much easier of a chance to get in. And I saw it coming. So same situation here. Mac Jones really hasn't played absolutely horrific. I mean, he's played like a true backup. So I think Mac Jones is a 100% a capable backup in the NFL. I think he can move the ball up and down the field. He knows how to control the offense. So
they have weapons. I mean,
Brian Thomas Jr. has absolutely showed out. I can't believe they snubbed Brian Thomas Jr. and put Jerry Jeudy in the Pro Bowl over him. The guy's got 10 touchdowns as a rookie. Over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns.
He has more yards than Jeudy, too.
Yeah, so I can't believe they snubbed him, but I think that Mac Jones, Brian Thomas Jr., some of the weapons they have, Tank Bigsby's playing good. I mean, he's still playing, right? Yeah. He's not hurt. Tank Bigsby, Travis Etienne. I don't know. I have a soft spot for the Jags. I just always think that they're going to play better than they do, but 4.5 seems like too much, so give me the Jags in the 4.5. Next game we got is another 1 o'clock game. We have the New England Patriots at home getting 2.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Over under is 37.5. Is Josh Allen playing?
He can't be. He can't be.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he is.
In what world?
Can you look that up on your phone?
I just don't see a world where
I don't really care. I think Mitch Trubisky's the backup and New England stinks. So, and even if it is cold in New England, doesn't really have a bearing against the Bills. I really have no idea who's playing in this situation. I guess if I click on more wagers here, same game parlay, they're not showing me.
He's starting week 18. To continue his consecutive starting streak. He will be pulled after one drive, most likely.
Oh, really? One drive might be enough to put him away. So give me the Bills minus the 2.5 here.
I mean, not for nothing. What are they going to play? Ray Davis? He might run for 100 yards.
Yeah, I mean, just give me the Bills minus 2.5. I mean, Drake May, I understand that the worldwide craze about Drake May and that he's going to be a pretty good quarterback, but in all honesty, like, he's more flash than anything else. He hasn't really put together back-to-back-to-back good drives where you feel confident in him. He just kind of has these flashes of greatness. He's got good legs, but I don't know. I everybody's kind of waiting for his, like, coming out party, like his big coming out game, because he shows these flashes of greatness, and I just don't know if it's coming, and he's running out of time, so I'm not going to bank on it coming in week 18. So give me the Bills minus 2.5.
I'll agree.
All right, so both of us taking the Bills minus the 2.5. Next game we got is another 1 o'clock game. The Eagles are at home laying 3 to the New York Giants. Over under is 37.5.
Gotta stick with my G-men, bro.
You're gonna take the G-men plus 3? Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see the Giants ruin their draft position even more and win this game.
Might as well, right?
And win this game outright, but I just don't see it coming. I think Kenny Pickett and the Eagles backups are still a better football team than the New York Giants. I know Giants put up 45 points last week, but I think it's one of those things. It was a one-hit wonder. I think they're going to come back, crashing back down to reality, play like they've played all year. So give me the Eagles minus the 3 at home. You're going to take the Giants plus 3.
Correct.
Okay. Last 1 o'clock game is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 13.5 at home versus the New Orleans Saints. The over under is 43.5.
Bucks hit that number.
Yeah, I do too. Maybe a little. I'm not gonna say it here, but a lot of craziness happening in New Orleans over the weekend. So you never know what they're gonna be fighting for in this game.
Come on, bro.
But but give me the Bucs minus 13.5. Like, they need this game to not even just close the door on the division, get into the playoffs. I do think Baker Mayfield and the Bucs are a little bit of a scarier team than maybe 100%.
Offense has been rolling.
Yeah, they're a little bit more of a scarier team than I think the public thinks. I think everyone thinks like they're gonna get in and just get smoked, but I don't know about that, dude. Like, when Chris Godwin was healthy. I know that's tracking back quite a ways, but they were putting up 40 points a week, and they're still doing it. They put up 40 points last week. And I don't know. Baker Mayfield's just the kind of guy who gets up for big games. Guy will run through a brick wall to get a first down.
He's a gamer,
bro. I love Baker. I love the Bucs. I love Mike Evans. It just seems like a whole ragtag of underrated players over there. Mike Chris Evans Godwin, underrated. Mike Evans, underrated. Bucky Irving, underrated. Baker Mayfield, underrated. Like, their defense has played good. Their defense has been a roller coaster all year. But, like, when they do bring their A game, they can show flashes of being good. So I'll take the Bucks minus the 13.5. So we're both rolling Bucks minus 13.5. Okay. So on to the 4:25 games. You know what? I think we still got some time here, right?
7:11.
Yeah, we got some more time. We got like 8 minutes left. So first game, 4:25 game. Denver Broncos minus 10.5. At home versus the Kansas City Chiefs and their backups, over 39.5, over under. There's only one pick for me in this game just because of everything I've talked about, but what are you taking?
I don't hate Denver.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, they need this game.
Yeah.
They need this game to get in. They're playing the backups.
The Chiefs,
I mean,
this means absolutely nothing for them.
Yeah, I mean, and not to mention, I could see them almost laying down a little bit just because they don't want the Bengals in.
Yeah, it's. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's a big number, but
it's give not me, that big. Are you taking the 10.5?
Yeah.
You're going to weigh Jordan's going to weigh the 10.5 with the Broncos, and he's going to lose because the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game outright. Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game outright. The Cincinnati Bengals were destined to make the playoffs. The backups are going to play their fucking hearts out. Andy Reid's going to try to figure out a way to kind of like let this game go just so the Bengals don't get in, but the backups aren't going to let it happen.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. I'm going to, for the sake of the podcast, give me Kansas City plus 10.5, but I will have the Chiefs in some sort of parlay to win money line. They're plus 420 to win money line, but Chiefs plus 10.5 is my pick for this, but I want the Bengals in these playoffs so bad. I want them to just wreak havoc. I want Josh Allen to lose sleep knowing he's the 2 seed playing Joey B in round one. I want the Bengals in so bad. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs plus the 10.5. Jordan's going to weigh the 10.5 with the Broncos. Next game is a 4:25 game. Las Vegas Raiders are at home laying 4.5 to the Los Angeles Chargers. Over-unders 40.5.
Sorry, Nick. Raiders stink.
They are horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, and they beat up on the Saints, but what's that really saying? Yeah. So you're going to take the Chargers minus the 4.5?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Give me the Chargers minus the 4.5. I don't necessarily know exactly like the particulars on how far, like if they can jump up that single spot or not. I think that they probably will if the Bengals get in and Denver drops. I think they'll jump to because Denver's already the final seed in. No, I think the Chargers are pretty much locked in where they're at. I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, give me the Chargers minus 4.5. Justin Herbert is going to finish out strong. I think I don't necessarily know how much the Chargers are going to do once they get into the playoffs, but I know Justin Herbert's a top 5 talent, and I think that John Harbaugh's got that team. John Harbaugh, is that right? John Harbaugh's got that team playing different culture over there. So who knows? Maybe they shock the world and make a playoff run. But as of this week, I think that they are going to beat the shit out of the Raiders. So give me that minus 4.5. Still got 4 minutes left. So I am going to the next game is the LA Rams at home plus 6.5 resting all their starters against the Seattle Seahawks over under 38.5.
I want to say the Seahawks want to go out on a good note.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to take Seattle here.
Yeah, Seattle probably wants to get to 10 wins. I think they're at 9, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over 38.5 because I think Jimmy G's the backup for LA, who I don't think is any good, but I think he's a competent backup. I think he would love at some point to be a starter somewhere for some team. So I would like to think he's going to go out here and really be on a mission to try to prove to everybody he could still start in the NFL somewhere. I think the Seattle Seahawks are a little bit more motivated than most teams in games that don't matter, because I think they had a fairly good season and they want to go out on a good note, like you said. So I could see this being a tit for tat scoring fest, and over 38.5 just seems too low. So give me over 38.5, and you're going to take the Seahawks minus the 6.5. Okay. All right. Another 425 game. We have the Jets at home plus 1.5 against the Miami Dolphins, who need the game like blood. Over under is 39.5.
Talk about a terrible game.
Yeah, terrible game, but it means something. It's, Miami can't lose. Otherwise, it's
in Miami,
it's in New York in MetLife. Cold, man. Cold this time of year for them Miami boys.
Jets just don't like to win. I got to go Miami here.
You got to go Miami. Okay, I agree with that. The Jets will probably find a way to lose this football game, but once again, same thing. Bengals all day. That's what this week is about for me. So give me the Jets plus the 1.5 at home. I want to see them knock Miami off. I want to see Kansas City knock Denver off. And I want to see Cincinnati get in. So they need Miami to lose. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, God knows what's going on with him. And I thought they were going to give the Bills a fight. I was dead wrong. But give me the Jets plus the 1.5 at home versus the Dolphins. I think that they win outright. All right. We're back. We're back here. We have the last 425 game on the slate. We have the Arizona Cardinals at home minus 4.5 against the 49ers, over under 42.5. I don't know if are the Niners just resting everybody.
I don't know.
It seems like a weird number. It seems like a very weird number. I don't know if Brock Purdy is playing. Do you want to look that up?
Yeah. If I had to guess, he's not playing.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not. Josh Dobbs is playing.
Ooh. I like the Niners here.
Yeah, me too. Josh Dobbs, a little revenge game against the Arizona Cardinals. When Josh Dobbs was playing, he had that couple weeks where he was like on an MVP type run. He shocked the world, beat the Cowboys when the Cowboys were on top of their game.
Caillou and the Niners.
Yeah. What?
Caillou and the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I honestly think that Josh Dobbs is a very, very formidable backup. I think San Francisco is happy they have him, so maybe he stays there, but I don't know. I genuinely think that Josh Dobbs and the Niners are going to win this outright, so give me the Niners plus the 4.5. I could see this game soaring over 42.5 as well, but I'll take the Niners and the points. You will too? All right, so me and Jordan are both going to go Niners plus 4.5. All right, the absolute game of the year is the Detroit Lions at home, minus 2.5, which seems weird. I thought it was 3 when we started this. Drives me nuts that it's not 3. But Detroit Lions at home, minus 2.5 against the Minnesota Vikings, over under 56.5.
Give me the over.
Wow. All right, Jordan's going to run over 56.5. Yeah, obviously I could see this game being an absolute shootout, but give me the Minnesota Vikings.
I love the Vikings here.
I'm going to buy a half a point for the sake of the pick because it's a standalone game. It's not just like in the mix with a bunch of other ones, so you'll have time to kind of see where you're at for the week. But I would buy the half a point, take the Vikings in the 3, because I think this game will come down to a field goal. No matter who wins it. But give me the Vikings, man. They've been disrespected all year long. I've never heard a good thing said about them. Everybody has, whenever anybody says anything good about the Vikings, it's followed with a but. But, blah, 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 blah. So I think their coaching staff is fantastic. I think Brian Flores has got those boys on defense buzzing. I think Kevin O'Connell has drawn up some unbelievable plays all year. He has been a great head coach, really good decision making. Sam Darnold has played out of his face. No matter how many times people say he's just getting through games. You don't go 14-2 through games. Like, the guy's playing out of his mind. Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison might have cemented himself as the best number two receiver in football. It's either him, T. Higgins, or Devontae Smith. Justin Jefferson solidified number one. T.J. Hockenson's played great. Aaron Jones and Cam Akers, even as the 1-2 punch, Cam Akers has come in and gave that team a little bit of a spark. I think that the Minnesota Vikings are going to win this football game. I think they're going to take over the number one seed, and I think the playoffs runs through them. So give me Minnesota and the three.
I love it.
You love it? Yeah, so Jordan's got the over 56.5. Give me the Vikings. I would buy a half a point to get them to plus three. I do think they're going to win outright, but from a gambling perspective, I would always buy to the push. So give me the Vikings and the 3 points, and that rounds up our week here. Hopefully it's all it's chalked up to be. Hopefully that game is just an absolute firework show. Hopefully Jordan's
going to throw for 350.
Yeah, hopefully Jordan's over hits, because the people will be happy if the game goes over 56.5. All right, so that wraps up all our games. The playoff picture as it stands, obviously, you know, things can always change, but right now it looks like the Bills will play the Broncos unless things change. Ravens will play the Chargers. Texans will play the Steelers. Eagles will play the Packers. Rams will play the Commanders, and the Bucks will play the Vikings. And the both one seeds are, as of right now, are Kansas City and Detroit. Is there any... So first of all, give me who you think's going to win the Super Bowl, and then I'll ask you a dark horse or two dark horses.
Who I would want to win the Super Bowl?
Well, all right, yeah. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I would love to see Minnesota win the Super Bowl.
All right, so you want Minnesota to win. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Like, if you had to put your money on it, you couldn't be wrong. Gun to your head, dead if you're wrong. Who wins the Super Bowl?
Honestly, I think Buffalo.
All right. So Buffalo is who you think, if you had a $3 million bet, it'd be on Buffalo. Okay. And you want the Vikings to win. Is there any dark horse that you think is going to flash on and make a spark and possibly make a run and really shock people?
Give me Bo Nix.
The Broncos? Oh, my God. Okay, so Jordan's dark horse is the Broncos. He wants Minnesota, and he thinks Buffalo. I think Kansas City is going to win the Super Bowl. Boring, but it's just, you know,
the
I don't care.
Got to run out. The luck has to run out.
It doesn't matter. I think when luck extends itself over an 18-week period, it becomes more than luck. I just think Patrick Mahomes knows how to get it done in these wiry, sticky situations. He always finds a way to drive downfield and get the points when he needs them. Andy Reid's got some things dialed up that he always saves in the playbook until the playoffs come around. You know, guys like Lions kind of shoot their load early. I'm sure they have some cool stuff, but they kind of use all their cool stuff all year long, so people kind of expect it, whereas Andy Reid kind of waits till the end of the year and then draws up a lot of cool shit in the playoffs. So, gun to my head, I don't know how you can go against Kansas City. So I think Kansas City will win the Super Bowl and complete the three-peat. I would love to see Minnesota win. I'm the same way as you, because I think they've been kind of disrespected all year. I look at them as the weirdest underdog of all time, because they have 14 wins, and somehow, some way, they're still an underdog. Nobody even puts them in the top five conversation.
They're like the little brother in that division.
Everybody thinks that there's four people in, and they maybe get slotted into the fifth team. Like, nobody really talks about them as being. So I would love to see them kind of shut everybody up and make a run. Dark horses. I'm going to – right now my dark horse will be Washington or L.A. Washington or L.A. Will be my two dark horses, just because the Bengals are very statistically kind of out of the race. If the Bengals get into the playoffs, they're making a gigantic fucking run. Gigantic run. They're going to smoke the Bills in week one, and they're going to go on to make the craziest run we've seen in a long time. But I'd love to see Jaden Daniels do it, and I just think the Rams, when they're – firing on all cylinders, Puka, Cooper, Kyron, Matt Stafford, Sean McVay, when they're firing on all cylinders, very difficult team to beat. We saw them have that shootout and stun Buffalo just a few weeks ago, yeah. And I think that's the kind of team you can get in any given week. Yeah. The Commanders as well, I think Jaden Daniels, I mean, we just saw him run for 130 yards last week. So when you have a quarterback that can run like that and can also has a 70% completion percentage and can throw the ball downfield, very scary guy. He's kind of Lamar 2.0, but maybe he'll have better playoff luck than Lamar. So those will be my sleeper picks and my and everything else. Is there anything else you want to say? Is there anything else you want to say? Any players you think that are going to switch the narrative, like, you think Lamar's going to play good or bad in the playoffs? You think Herbert's going to play good or bad? You think Jalen Hurts is going to play good or bad? Jordan Love? Like, is there anybody who you think who's kind of like, you know, slotted into being a certain kind of player in the playoffs? You think they're going to change the narrative? Josh Allen, who's played good but hasn't won. Is there anybody who you think, hey, like, this is their year, they're going to spin it around, and people are going to be looking back at that, and they're going to totally shift the narrative?
I mean, I would love to see Josh Allen continue the season he's having.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I like Josh Allen. I know a lot of my picks have kind of leaned against them, but he's kind of pretty much done a pretty good job at shutting me up. I mean, I picked the Rams money line against them. That was one of the sharper picks I had, and that came to fruition. But last week, I did think he was going to struggle against the Jets, and he shut me right up.
Yeah, I mean, if he keeps it up, I mean, they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, so you think Josh Allen is gonna turn the page? You think this is the year Josh Allen's going to win all these playoff games and go all the way?
What better time than now? I mean, yeah. He's playing out of his face.
I agree. But I think this year will be Lamar's year. Maybe not to win everything, but to just kind of silence the hate a little bit, because last year he kind of did pretty well with doing that, but just didn't get over the hump. But I mean, a lot of, like, the Houston Texans beat the shit out of the Browns, right? When nobody really saw that coming, like, beat the shit out of them. And then the Ravens beat the shit out of CJ Stroud and the Texans. And he didn't really get any respect for that, because it was kind of like it never turned to anything. Yeah. So I don't think that Lamar really got any respect gained from that game. And I could see a similar situation happening where he goes and beats the living shit out of a team, but then kind of loses a close game, and then everybody's narrative will still stay the same. But if there was one player I would really like to see break their narrative of being a choke artist, it would be Lamar. I just think Lamar's so good at football. I think he's clear-cut the best player in the NFL. Maybe not overall as far as, like, the playoff stuff when it gets involved. Obviously, Mahomes is just the guy. But as far as just pure NFL-caliber talent at every single thing he does, there's not one single thing Lamar does at this point in his career bad. He throws the football well. He runs the football well. He controls the offense well. He scrambles in the pocket and still is able to plant his feet and make good throws well. Like, everything he does he does well. So they've came back from behind a few games this year, which he's never been able to do in the past. So I really would like to see Lamar change the narrative. But, yeah, that kind of wraps it up. Next week we'll have a better kind of talking points about what's going to happen really when the playoffs are set. But I just kind of wanted to get a few of those things out there. So, all right, guys, thank you for the follow. Thank you, Jordan, for stepping in, taking over for JB this week. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Let's go Bengals, baby.